Good morning, KETX 98.9. It's our annual South by Southwest wrap-up show. I'm Jody Denberg, and my co-host each year is Rolling Stone senior writer David Frick, who also writes for Mojo Magazine and wears a lot of different hats. And we started that set with Joni Mitchell's Edith and the Kingpin from The Hissing of Summer Lawns, and David and I spoke about the piece he's working on Joni's 1970s releases, or it's out in the current
issue? It's actually out in the current issue, yes.
Can you hook a brother up?
I think I can work on that.
All right. I'd love to read it. And again, Hissing of Summer Lawns, Joni Mitchell's follow-up to Court and Spark, and really the bridge record between the pop of Court and Spark, which had its jazz leanings.
It had the jazz leanings and it had that flavor, but this is moving into something a bit more esoteric, you know, a little more surrealist in terms of the textures and the style. You know, still very folk, you know, song-oriented, but the atmospheres are changing and getting a little darker, a little more purple. And then, of course, it eventually moves into Don Juan's Reckless Daughter, which is genuine surrealism, especially you do a track like Paprika Plains, which was that 17-minute thing, which has amazing Jaco Pastorius bass on it. And then Mingus, which is just a straight-up, it's not even straight-up jazz because, you know, most hard bop guys would have trouble with that record. But she was really operating from her perception of Mingus as a composer and almost like a poet of images in his music. And her lyrics really reflected that on that record.
And boy, you got to have gumption no matter who you are to be sharing a studio and a stage with the likes of Wayne Shorter and Herbie Hancock.
But the thing is, those guys came to her. Actually, one of the stories Peter Erskine told me was that they were doing a session. It was him, Jaco, and a piano player whose name escapes me, it's in the piece, that Joni had been working on the demos with. And Jaco, being a rather bold as brass kind of cat, just goes to Peter and says, you know, I don't think this guy's cutting it. We got to get Herbie. So he calls Herbie Hancock, and Herbie Hancock comes right over. And they cut the rest of the tracks in 2 days.
Unbelievable. Wayne Shorter and Herbie Hancock, by the way, are going to play the Bass Concert Hall in Austin before too long. Speaking of surrealism, Paul Kantner, Jefferson Starship. That's how the album Blows Against the Empire is credited. And we heard Have You Seen the Stars Tonight? And Paul Kantner, another of the wonderful musicians we lost this year, born in San Francisco. I mean, he was a product of the place that he then cultivated as a musical center, and the music that surrounded not only Kantner and the Airplane and the Starship and the Grateful Dead and Quicksilver and so many others. Paul passed away in January, I believe it was. What made you choose that song and that album?
Well, that came as a result of a conversation I had with David Crosby for the tribute piece that I did on Paul in the magazine, in which, you know, Paul and David had known each other a lot earlier. They had been on the folk circuit together and actually had lived in a house in Venice Beach for a while, in 63, 64 maybe. And then Paul went back up to San Francisco, which is where he met Marty Balin, and they started the Airplane in the summer of 65. But David had said that, you know, the two of them bonded immediately on science fiction. They were big science fiction readers, Stranger in a Strange Land. And that really became, that was an early part of Kantner's songwriting. You know, he was a product of San Francisco, but he was also an instigator. One of the things Jack Cassidy said was that, you know, one of his favorite images of Paul was on stage with his guitar singing these songs about, you know, we can be together, crown of creation, you know, songs really of like spiritual and real time uprising, and just being there with his guitar, almost like he's leading the troops into battle to this next place, whether it's utopia on earth or somewhere up in the stars. So I picked that song partly because of Crosby's comments. Also, Crosby sings on it, and you can hear that nice kind of glass tier steel guitar, which of course is Jerry Garcia.
Paul Kantner and David Crosby co-wrote not only Have You Seen the Stars Tonight, but Wooden Ships with Stephen Stills. Another loss a week ago Friday, Keith Emerson, the great keyboardist from The Nice and Emerson, Lake and Palmer, passed away. And we took one from ELP's trilogy, which was, for me, that was a hit song growing up. I heard it on FM radio from the beginning. And that amazing, what's the keyboard sound?
That is a Moog synthesizer. that's Moog for days.
Well, I am a progressive rock fan. Proudly, I wear my badge. Yes, Genesis, ELP. And when I look at the Genesis reissues that came out not too long ago, the sound was amazingly remixed, not just remastered. Same for recent Jethro Tull reissues. There's this name on there named Stephen Wilson, and that's the artist who closed that set, the album and song Hand Cannot Erase, which David Frick picked for us. So this Stephen Wilson guy, he's in the band Porcupine Tree.
He started the band Porcupine Tree basically as a studio project on his own, and then started bringing other people in, touring, going out and performing, and in recent years, say in the last 10 years, has started doing a lot of solo work in addition to performing and doing these remixes for, he's done like basically the entire King Crimson catalog. He just did Gentle Giant's Octopus, which is one of my favorite sort of eccentric records of the mid-70s. But as a solo artist, I think he's really, you know, he's progressive in the truest sense, in that it's not progressive as in it sounds like 1975. It's progressive in the sense that it should sound like tomorrow. And that song, Hand Cannot Erase, is the title track from his current record. He just played in New York recently, and at the Beacon Theater, his headlining debut at that particular venue, and he took that night to lose his voice. There was an announcement read before he went on that said Stephen cannot sing because of illness. However, the show will go on, and so other people in the ensemble did the lead vocals, one of whom was a woman that sings with Stephen and his band and on this record, Ninette Tayeb. She's from Israel. She was fantastic. You can actually hear her voice in the background on that track. But fantastic record. There's an account of it on the website page thing.
RollingStone.com. Just look under David Frick for his blog on Stephen Wilson.
But there's a nice description of how they just basically turned the night into something very, very unique.
Support for KUTX's South by Southwest 2016 coverage comes from Straight Music Company and Independence Brewing Company.
Support comes from Concordia University, Texas, now offering completion of an MBA in 16 months with the Fast Track option. Information session this Tuesday at 6 p.m. More at concordia.edu/MBA info.
Support comes from the Financial Planning Certificate Program at UT Center for Professional Education, a 7-course series preparing students for the CFP exam. Information session Wednesday, March 23rd. Registration at professionaled.utexas.edu.
I'm Jody Denberg here with my friend David Frick, and it's our annual South by Wrap-Up Show. Each year we have a guest. Trying to think, the first year on KUT it was Robin Hitchcock.
Yes.
2 years ago, Sean Lennon.
Yep.
Last year, Alejandro Escovedo. And at the top of the hour, we'll be joined by B.P. Fallon. A couple of days after St. Paddy's Day, a perfect choice for a guest. And he will tell us of his exploits, not only as a musician, but as a publicist and a journalist with the likes of T-Rex, Led Zeppelin, U2, and others. So that's coming up at noon. One thing I like about on the Saturdays when you and I get together, David, before we put the show together, is you've been shopping. And you bring over some really good music, which then I borrow from my library. And one thing you had in your satchel was Thank You Friends, The Ardent Story. Tell me.
Thank You Friends, The Ardent Story is a 2-CD compilation that came out through Big Beat, an English reissue label. And it's dedicated to Ardent Studios and Ardent Records in Memphis, the home of Big Star. And John Fry was the founder. The engineers got there, like John Hampton, Joe Hardy, made incredible records there. And most notably, the three Big Star albums, number one record, Radio City, and Big Star Third / Sister Lovers. I didn't actually buy it this weekend. I brought it down because on Thursday, I moderated a panel over at the Convention Center celebrating Ardent Studios' 50th anniversary. The studio is still going, still making records, and yet also has this extraordinary history that goes back into the mid-60s with Memphis Garage Acts and people just coming through. And the people on the panel told great stories. Jody Stevens, obviously, who's still at Arden. He's drummer and Big Star. Luther Dickinson, his father Jim Dickinson, made an enormous number of records there. Jimmy Vaughn worked there with the Fabulous Thunderbirds and for his own records. And Joe Hardy, the engineer who did so much of the ZZ Top stuff there, and then Adam Hill, who's worked there, worked on the Big Star Box, etc. We had a really great conversation celebrating that legacy, that sound, and just a lot of the nutty stuff that happens when interesting people make great records in a really cool recording studio. The track that I picked, we picked actually together, is Alex Chilton, and it's actually from an album he started making. It would have been his first solo album, but along the way the record sort of got derailed, and he then formed Big Star with Jody Stevens, Andy Hummel, and Chris Bell. But this is from the original sessions that eventually bled into Big Star.
Sunshine. the beach, dedicating songs. Wait, I'd like to send this out in the new sunshine.
There's a song for the first morning of spring, courtesy of Freddie Johnston in the new Sunshine from his album Can You Fly? And I know you have not heard enough live music during this South By. Freddie Johnston today at 4 at Strange Brew Lounge Side, followed by at 6 the great Gurf Morlix. And preceding Freddie, we heard Alex Chilton, Free Again from Thank You Friends, The Ardent Story, and my friend David Frick, who, as I said, wears so many hats, was on a panel. What day was it?
Thursday 12:30. By 2 o'clock I was on another panel talking about the Ramones, sitting next to Seymour Stein. Okay. So that was a very busy day.
We need to play some Ramones then a little later. And Ardent Studios, the movie on Big Star does tell the story of Ardent as well, and that's worth seeing. And we heard Alex Chilton, who passed away in the midst of a South By.
Right in the middle of it, yeah. What was supposed to be a Big Star gig became a tribute to Alex at, I guess it was at Antone's. And just seeing, you know, Mike Mills from R.E.M. was there, and obviously Jody and everyone playing those songs and remembering Alex. And then I went home and had to do the interviews for a tribute, which ran. But it was, you know, in a way it was... writing those pieces is a way not only for me to express my debt of gratitude and inspiration to these artists, but as my my wife often tells me, it's my duty to give them the send-off, because this is the moment that they enter posterity. And so it's my job to give them that send-off they deserve, even if they didn't always get it while they were here.
And you never know who's going to go, and people who are clean living people seem to go, and then there's a gentleman like Mr. James Osterberg, who spent his time on occasion diving on broken glass and things like that, who played two nights in Austin this past week, for one for South By, one to tape Austin City Limits, the television program, so we will be able to see that performance. The new album from Iggy is Post-Pop Depression. You went to one of the shows, and you've been talking to Iggy.
Yes, I went to the show on Wednesday, talked to him about 20 minutes after he walked off stage, and had a really... really fine conversation about this record, about the reflection that's involved in the songs, just, you know, how he's come to this point. And, you know, certainly, you know, losing David Bowie, who was a mentor and a friend for so long, so instrumental in making those, particularly those records in Berlin, The Idiot and Lust for Life. And in the show, he went back to those records. He's got a great band with Josh from Queens of the Stone Age, Dean Fertitta from Queens and the Raconteurs, Matt the drummer from Arctic Monkeys, fantastic band, capturing that dense textural thing that is so, you know, special about those records. And they ended up playing, you know, a good, God, I can't remember how many songs they played from those two records, in addition to most of Post-Pop Depression. It was a fantastic gig.
And Iggy is saying this new album, Post-Pop Depression, will be his last.
That's what he's saying, and I think that, you know, he probably feels that if you're going to say something, you know, go out on a high. But at the same time, you know, these shows, you know, he's expressing something in these shows that is not on the record, which is just the strength of his voice, the strength of his character on stage. It's not just wild animal stuff. There's a real expression in his physicality, and that really came across on stage on Wednesday night. It was muscular, it was concentrated, it was almost like some kind of kabuki theater. It was incredible.
We'll be right back.
Thank you. their backs against the grain and fool them all again and again. I'm trying to. It's all gone wrong, we're all in arm. The bitter love ends never end. I'm falling down. Don't believe for just 1 second I'm forgetting you. I'm trying to. I'm dying to.
Iggy Pop from the new album American Valhalla. From the album Post Pop Depression, the song American Valhalla. This is Jody here with David Frick, and David interviewed Iggy Pop for a forthcoming piece on Rolling Stone. Iggy was in Austin two nights this past week during South by Southwest, and two men who will be inextricably wound in one way or another on the radio just now, Iggy Pop into David Bowie Dollar Days from Black Star. And David, you wrote a review of David Bowie's Black Star that was published before his death. The album came out January 8th. Bowie passed away January 10th. It's interesting that you had the opportunity to evaluate this record without being colored by David's passing. And you did indeed give it, you know, it was a 4-star review, a rave. What a wonderful piece of music.
It was a wonderful piece of music, and I was lucky to be able to write about it in the present tense. So many of the stories and reviews that came out after his passing, because, you know, obviously the record came out just, you know, literally 2 days before he passed. Many people did not have the opportunity to hear it. I did. I heard it actually in November and was able to listen to it, and then had access to it for the review over an extended period of time. And to be able to listen to it and marinate in it for days and hours, well, way into the wee hours at night as I'm working, was really quite an experience, because I heard it in a context that most people could not have. And to be able to talk about him in the present tense as a present artist, you know, building on this legacy and building on, say, you know, particularly the Berlin period, Low, Heroes, Lodger, and then into Scary Monsters, being able to relate that record, this record, Black Star, to that was really, that was a really great experience as a writer, to then deal with it in the, you know, in the aftermath. Yes, I had to do the same thing, but most people didn't get to hear it in the same way I did. So hopefully I was able to capture some of that and capture that experience of hearing a record like this when the artist is still present.
The Iggy Pop interview you did is coming out in the future in Rolling Stone. The review of David Bowie's Black Star came out in Rolling Stone, was written before David passed away. You link it to the Berlin records, but the sonic invention on Black Star is singular. I've never heard a record that sounds like that, with the rumbling of the percussion, with the jazz sort of blanketing it. And a lot of credit goes to Tony Visconti, who was one of the keynote speakers this past week during South By.
The textures on David's voice on this record, and the way it's layered, you listen to that track Black Star, the long epic piece at the beginning, the things that are going on with his voice and the way it's masked and sort of obscured and trying to figure out what he's singing and words coming through, it's the kind of record that draws you in deeper and deeper and deeper. And that was his genius. He didn't give it away easy.
Props to Tony Visconti, the producer of the record, who was in Austin this past week for South by Southwest. David Bowie also represented at the Scottish Rite Theater on Friday, a children's show for David Bowie that featured the likes of Charlie Sexton, the Barton Hills Choir, Nakia. And also this band Capsula did two full performances of Ziggy Stardust, the entire album. They're from Argentina, I believe.
They are from Buenos Aires. They now are based in Bilbao, Spain. And they did the show again last night at Emo's at, 8:30. And just they play the entire Ziggy album, but they play it as a great present tense punk rock experience. It was absolutely fabulous. And then for the encore, they played I Need Somebody by Iggy and the Stooges from Raw Power. So, you know, the music lives. You know, people come, they do their work, they pass, but the best of it, regardless of what happens while they're here, has, you know, a life everlasting. And that is going to be very, very clear in the years and decades to come with David and the way people relate to that music and then adapt it for their own.
And indeed, one other nod to David Bowie at the Austin Music Awards, Charlie Sexton and Britt Daniel of Spoon did Moon Age Daydream.
Support for KUTX's South by Southwest 2016 coverage comes from Straight Music Company and Independence Brewing Company.
Support comes from UT Center for Professional Ed, offering the Data Analytics Certificate Program. Info session March 23rd to explore opportunities in data analytics. More at professionaled.utexas.edu.
The Cactus Cafe and KUTX present the troubadour of our times, Todd Snyder.
B-double-E-double-R-U-N, Beer Run. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, Beer Run.
With special guests Joe Pug and Rory Carroll, Friday, March 25th, in the Hogg Auditorium on the University of Texas campus.
They say 3% of the people use 5 to 6% of their brain. 97% use 3% and the rest goes down the drain.
Find tickets and get more information at cactuscafe.org.
Support comes from Salvation Pizza, proudly serving Austin thin crust pizza for 10 years. West 34th Street, Rainy Street, and a new location opening this spring at the Domain's Rock Rose. Menu and daily features at salvationpizza.com.
And David, one more note on David Bowie for the moment is that B.P. Fallon will be joining us next hour, who knew David and has brought along some records to play. And I think we're going to hear a rare single version of one of Bowie's songs with Mark Bolan. Want to circle back. We played Alex Chilton from The Ardent Story, that being the famed studios in Memphis. And although he was a member of the North Mississippi All-Stars, Luther Dickinson, who was in town, is a Memphis boy. And was he on the panel with you?
He was on the panel, and he brought some great stories about his dad, Jim Dickinson. And a fact which, you know, if you have the record, you can see the credit. Luther plays guitar on The Replacements' Pleased to Meet Me, which was produced by his dad. He plays guitar on Shootin' Dirty Pool, lead guitar. And, you know, he was, what was he, 13, 14 at the time? I don't know. He was a kid. And his dad just roped him in, said, hey, you know, take it to the races. And Luther's an amazing guy. He's a great songwriter, fabulous guitar player. He was fantastic when he was in the Black Crowes for a couple of years. The North Mississippi All-Stars always bring the rock and the blues whenever they play. And Luther's actually turning into quite a prolific and expansive solo artist, as he proved on this new record that he's got out.
By and by, we all meet again at the home. stay, 'cause I'm going home. Going home, I'm going home. My time ain't long, got to move. Headed up over yonder. Headed up over yonder. Headed up over yonder. Headed up over yonder.
That is a band called The Struts on KUTX, our South By wrap-up show, co-hosted by myself and David Frick, who chose that song for you. Did you see The Struts while you were here?
I did, in fact. They're from London, and they did an acoustic set, a little short thing that was videotaped up at some penthouse in like the Marriott Hotel or whatever, but it was still a great vibe. But the electric version is what really kicks it. They're a fantastic band. I'm looking forward to seeing them do the electric thing. They've got that glam rock spark, but there's something very modern and just urgent about what they do. So they're just one of my new faves. The album's called Everybody Wants, and I think once you hear this song, you're going to want some more.
Put Your Money on Me is what the song was called. Now, it would not be our 7th or 8th annual David Frick South By Wrap-Up Show without a little Moby Grape. So we gave you Moby Grape from their debut.
The first album, that was Indifference. The original quintet, gotta give them the props. Jerry Miller, Don Stevenson, Peter Lewis, Bob Mosley, and the late great Skip Spence.
And we started with Luther Dickinson's Up Over Yonder with J.J. Gray of Mofro, Blues and Ballads, a folk singer's songbook, volumes 1 and 2 from Luther, who was in North Mississippi All-Stars and probably will be again someday. The Black Crows has done amazing session work with Patty Griffin and was on a panel that David was doing about Arden Studios in Memphis during this South By week past. So one thing about this South By, and I have been living here for all of them, is it's the first one without our mutual friend Alejandro Escovedo, not only playing various shows, but closing the festival with his Sunday Night Continental Club gig. He has abdicated that to David Garza, who will do it tonight, but personally, I'm missing Alejandro.
I'm missing him big time. It's a huge hole in my schedule not to have any Alejandro, whether it was the orchestra or Buick McCain, the True Believers reunions, his solo gigs, the Maria's Taco Stand things that he used to do on Saturday afternoons. You know, seeing Alejandro 2 or 3 times in the weekend was just normal behavior, and not to have it at all is really kind of strange, which is why I'm glad you have this very special KUTX recording to play for us.
Which we did on David Bowie's birthday, and it wasn't planned that way. In Studio 1A, Alejandro Escovedo did a series of shows influenced by Leonard Cohen. He was joined by Cohen band members from the past, including Julie Christensen and Mitch Watkins, and they did this version of Leonard's Avalanche.
I stepped into an avalanche in cover of my soul. When I'm not this hunchback that you see, I sleep beneath the golden hill. You who wish to talk of pain, you must learn to serve me. Strike my side by accident as you go down for your gold. The cripple here that you clothe and feed is neither scarred nor cold. He does not ask for your company, not as a sinner, the center of the I am not on this pedestal. You did not raise me there. Your laws do not compel me to kneel grotesque.
begun to ask for you, I who have no need. You say you've gone away from me, but I can feel you when you
Alejandro Escovedo, recorded live in KUTX's Studio 1A with a version of Leonard Cohen's Avalanche that was performed last January. Jody Denberg here with David Frick for our South by wrap-up show. David, I don't know if you're aware, but Alejandro has been living in Dallas for the last 6 months or so. His wife has a job there on a television program, and he's been touring and using Dallas as a home base, so we miss him and thus his absence from this year's South by.
Oh, that might explain why I haven't seen him at all. But it is a huge hole, but man, he's given me so much for so long that I definitely feel he deserves a vacation from South by.
Well, last year, Alejandro Escovedo was our guest. 2 years ago, Sean Lennon. 3 years ago, Robin Hitchcock. And for the next hour, our guest will be the legendary BP Fallon, and we'll be joined by BP in just a brief moment.
Support for KUTX's South by Southwest 2016 coverage comes from Straight Music Company and Independence Brewing Company.
The Cactus Cafe and KUTX present Lucinda Williams with Buick Six, April 25th in the Hogg Auditorium on the UT campus.
Passionate kisses. Passionate kisses.
Tickets are on sale now at cactuscafe.org. Hope to see you there.
Support comes from Lagunitas Brewing Company, brewers of ales, mystery, and romance in Petaluma, Chicago, and on the surface of the moon if need be. Because wherever folks go, beer speaks, people mumble. Follow their mumblings at lagunitas.com.
This is 98.9 KUTX Leander, KUTHD 2 90.5 Austin, and KUTX.org. Community-supported public radio from UT Austin.
Support comes from Broadway in Austin, presenting Cabaret, with songs Willkommen, Mein Herr, Money, Maybe This Time, and more. March 29th through April 3rd at Bass Concert Hall. Tickets at BroadwayInAustin.com.
KUTX's South by Southwest wrap-up show continues. I'm Jody Denberg with David Frick, and for the next hour, we are joined by BP Fallon, who has been spending a lot of time in Austin of late, but not for the last year. He's been gone since last year's South By, back home in Ireland, I'd imagine. No stranger to the DJ booth, BP, an author, a photographer, a musician, a publicist, but most of all, a mensch and a friend to musicians, and our friend for being here this afternoon on this first day of spring. Welcome, BP.
Thank you very much.
Did you have a good St. Paddy's Day?
I had a fantastic every day. Really, every day is a blessing. It's all a miracle, you know. When you go to bed at night, it's an act of faith that you'll wake up the next day. No, it's not like I jump up in the morning like Heidi and go to the window or shout Hare Krishna really loudly. I have to kind of percolate a little bit.
Well, we got you some tea, so
it's yes, very nice tea. Thank you.
Should help. During the next hour, we will unfold the various strands of your musical life because there's many and they intertwine. So we will tell the story through music and through your words. And there's so many ways to go. Let's just start at the beginning. We all have our seminal moments that induct us into the magic of rock and roll music. What was yours and where were you growing up when rock and roll started your lifestyle?
I was an 11-year-old schoolboy at prep school, before public school, which is private school, so English logic. And I heard this record on the radio, and it just deassembled me and reassembled me in a different manner. And I just wanted part of this. I didn't know what or how or even specifically what it was, but it was a noise and it was a call to arms, you know. It was get rid of the shadows and leap into the sunlight. And the lyrics went, they say it's gonna die, but honey, please let's face it, there just ain't nothing that's gonna replace it. Ballads and calypsos ain't got nothing on. Real country music that just drives along, honey, move it. And what it was the B-side of this new guy, this new English singer, a guy who'd been born in India. His name was Harry Webb, and he changed his name. And when I say his name now, people might think, my God, how was this guy sort of catalyzed by this person who is now really regarded, bless his heart, as a sort of sweet and cuddly mums and dads singer. But at this time, he was really raunchy. The NME, the New Musical Express, which was a musical paper after all, you know, Maurice Kinn, the editor, wrote that it's scandalous that this person is on television right now. You know, his gyrations are obscene. He wears more eyeliner than Jane Mansfield. I thought, this is my chap, Cliff Richard.
Shake my honey, if you don't lose it. The rhythm that gets into your heart is so old. Let me tell you, baby, it's called rock and roll. They say it's gonna die, but honey, please let's face it. Well, we just don't know what's going to replace it. Ballads and calypsos, I've got nothing on. Real country music that just drives along. Well, hello, boy. Oh, baby, shake my baby, please don't lose it, this rhythm that gets into your heart and soul. Hey, let me tell you, baby, it's called rock and roll. They say it's gonna die, but honey, please let's face it. They just don't know what's going to replace it. Calypsos have got nothing on. Real country music that just drives along.